Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for the privilege to fellowship around the written word and to fellowship with one another. And our Father, we ask that as we look into your word now, every eye is open to see, every hair is open to hear. There is no confusion in any heart. Rather, we all enjoy the fullness of light, revelation, and insight in all of this house. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, we give you praise, for we know it's done, for in Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. So you can take your seat. Hallelujah. Okay, so we want to look at something today. Just a bit of, just a short admonition. Amen. On vigils. Amen. Or all-nighters. You know, I said I was going to do this, right? A few weeks back, okay, but I didn't do it anymore. Had reasons for that, okay, but we'll just take that today. Just a short admonition on vigils, or how to prepare for a vigil, or like we call it in this church, fondly, an all-nighter, or an all-night. Amen? So are you ready for that? Okay, because the truth is, God's word can influence every area of your life. Amen? God's word can give you effectiveness in every area of your Christian walk. Okay, so if there's any area of your Christian walk where you seem to be struggling, just learn God's word concerning that area. Amen. And you find effectiveness in that area. You know, that is how the word of God works. Hallelujah. So that's why we're taking this in order to help us. How many of you know we hold vigils in this church? Do you know? How many of you have attended a vigil in this church before? Why are you smiling? Okay, so you know, this is just to help you be at your best at the vigils we hold. Okay, so are you ready for that now? Okay, so let's begin this way. What is a vigil, or what is an all-nighter? A vigil or an all-nighter. Now, as the name suggests, an all-nighter simply refers to an event that lasts throughout the night. Okay? That lasts throughout the whole night or most of it. Do you get that? You know, and in the context of our Christian faith, an all-nighter would refer to staying off sleep in order to engage in some spiritual activity. Okay? Staying off sleep in order to engage in some spiritual activity, either prayer or Bible study. Okay, you know, in some quarters, this is often called vigils, right? You know, if you grew up where I grew up, we used to call it night vigil. Amen. Night vigil is a vigil, but they put night there. We don't get that. Where else are vigils held? There is a night vigil. You know, it's fine, but you know, we sha went like that. Amen. Okay, so, but here, fondly, it's called all nighters in this church. All nighters. Okay. Now, you know, what is very key about this? You know, we've said letting go of sleep, right? In order to engage in some spiritual activity. Now, what is very key about this, very important about this, is that man naturally needs sleep. Do you get it? It's not the norm for a man to be awake in the night. You know, when you see somebody that is awake in the night, you know, you should be scared. You see somebody, every human being is sleeping, but someone is awake. You know, it's not the norm, right? Okay, because man naturally requires sleep. Okay, you see that although the Bible warns against an obsession with sleeping. Okay, the Bible warns against an obsession with sleeping. You see that sleeping could be a sign of laziness, both spiritual or physical. Or either physical or spiritual. Look at Proverbs 20 verse 13, for example. Proverbs 20 verse 13. Please turn your Bible there. Proverbs 20:13, it says, "Do not love sleep." Underline that. I mean, that's clear, right? Do not love sleep, lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes. Say, open your eyes. Say, open your eyes. Say, shine your eyes. Amen. And you shall be satisfied with bread. Do you see that? So it warns again a love of sleep. You see the same thing. Proverbs 23:21. Proverbs 23:21, it says, "For the drunkard and the gluten will come to poverty, and drowsiness, okay, drowsiness will clothe a man with rags. Do you see that? A man who loves to sleep will become poor. That's what this is saying, okay? When others are going to work, he sleeps. You know, sleep.com, sleep.net. He has a special grace, amen, in that area. Do you know some people can sleep inside water? I'm not joking. Have you seen someone stand and sleep? We have very strange human beings. He's standing like this, and he's looking at you, and he's sleeping. You know, so it's a grace. Amen. It's a grace. Okay, so he says, drowsiness will clothe a man with rags, okay? And an healthy love of sleep, okay, will lead a man to poverty, okay, to physical poverty. You know, even worse is letting sleep impede our participation in the things of God. That's even worse, okay, than natural things. It's when we let sleep impede our participation in the things of God. And therefore, the Christian must be careful not to allow an obsession with sleeping hinder him from carrying out spiritual activity. Did you get that? The Christian must be careful. You must not be obsessed with sleeping. Okay? Don't love sleep so much that you let sleep not allow you to pray again. Do you get it? Don't love sleep so much that you allow sleep not to let you study your Bible. Okay? You see that in Mark chapter 14, Jesus, that's our Lord Jesus Christ, he rebukes his disciples for sleeping instead of praying. You know, you're supposed to be praying. They were sleeping. Mark 14, 37. Now it says, then he came and found them sleeping. Underline that. Found them sleeping and said to Peter, Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not watch 1 hour? Do you see that? Underline that, please. Could you not watch 1 hour? And look at 38. Watch and pray. Do you see that? Or be vigilant and pray. Do you see that? Lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Do you see that? So can we say there is such a thing as being vigilant for the Christian? Huh? There is such a thing as being vigilant, awake, open. Okay, your eyes are opened. You see that in Acts 20 verse 9, it recalls the story of a young man named Eutychus. Very interesting young man. This man slept and died in a teaching meeting. Please turn your Bible there. Acts 20 verse 9. He slept and then he died. Not that he died and rose again. He died in a Christian meeting. Look at Acts 20 verse 9. It says, and in a window sat a certain young man named Eutychus, who was sinking deep into a deep sleep. Ha! Such a description. He was sinking. Do you get it? Have you ever sunk before in water? Okay, so that's this guy. Sinking into a deep sleep. Okay, he was overcome by sleep. What means to be overcome? And as Paul continued speaking, okay, so Paul didn't care, amen? So this is very comforting for me, amen? Preacher should not care if he's teaching people are sleeping. I continue teaching, amen? When you sleep, you wake up. You see me, I'm still teaching, amen? Sleep again, you wake up, I'm still teaching, amen? And as Paul continued speaking, he fell down. Do you see that? From the third story, I was taken up dead. Do you see that? You know, this is such a terrible attitude towards spiritual things, right? It's such a terrible attitude towards spiritual things, okay? So, don't be like Eutychus. Amen. Don't sleep and die. Amen. In a Christian meeting, we just might not wake you up again. We say, go and be with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. So, staying off sleep to wait on the Lord is a sacrifice. Okay. Staying off sleep to wait on the Lord is a sacrifice. Just like fasting. You know, fasting is a sacrifice. Amen. You sacrifice food, right? To focus on spiritual matters. That is fasting. You sacrifice natural nourishment to focus on spiritual matters. So the Christian must do this more often. What must he do more often? Sacrifice natural pleasures to put more attention on the things of God. Now the question is, what time should an all-nighter last for? Amen. What time should an all-nighter last for? Now, going by Bible standards, you know, we said an all-nighter is what happens throughout the night, right? Now, the Jewish evening begins by 6 p.m. and spans till 6 a.m. So an all-nighter will be any time between 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Did you get that? Okay, any time between 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Amen. You know, in this church, it's longer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, now we have such examples of all-nighters or vigils in the scriptures. Okay? We have occurrences of all-nighters or vigils in the scriptures. Look at 1 Samuel 15:11. 1 Samuel 15:11. Now there, it records how the prophet Samuel cried to the Lord all night for King Saul. 1 Samuel 15:11. It says, I greatly regret that I have set up Saul as king, for he has turned back from following me and has not performed my commandments. So God is speaking there, right? Okay. And he grieved Samuel and he cried out. Underline that. Remember, I told you most times in the Bible, when you see cry out, what's that? Prayer. Thank you. Okay. So he cried out to the Lord all night. Do you see that? Okay. So cried out to the Lord all night for who? King Saul, right? Okay, so this implies an intercession or prayer that lasted till the next day. Do you see that? A prayer or intercession that lasted till the next day. Now, similarly, 2 Kings 12 records how King David had an all-night intercession for his sick child. 2 Kings 12, reading from verse 16. 2 Kings 12:16. It says, David therefore pleaded with God for the child. Underline that, okay? Pleaded with God and fasted. 2 Samuel 12:16. That says, what did I say? I said 2 Kings. Oh, sorry about that. 2 Samuel 12:16. Sorry about that. Okay? So, David therefore pleaded with God for the child. And David fasted and went in and lay all night. Underline that. Lay all night on the ground. Do you see that? Okay, so he pleaded with God. Can we say he prayed, made intercessions all night, right? So in the Jewish mind, that would be what? 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Thank you. You see, the psalmist also mentions rising at midnight. Rising at midnight. You see, Psalm 119:62. Psalm 119:62. It says, at midnight I will rise. Underline that. I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments. Do you see that? So can we say he sacrificed his sleep? Huh? For spiritual matters. Okay, you see the same thing. Verses 147 to 148 of the same chapter. It bears the same thought. Verses 147 to 148 of the same chapter. It says, I will rise before the dawning of the morning. Do you see that? Arise before the dawning of the morning. On the line before the dawning, okay? And cry for help. I hope in your word. And 148, my eyes are awake. On the line that. Throughout the night watches. Do you see that? My eyes are awake throughout the night watches, that I might meditate on your word. So why is he awake? That. Do you get it? Why is he awake? That. I might meditate on your word. So this implies staying up all night to meditate on scripture. Do you see that? So it's not just staying up all night to meditate, to pray. You can also stay up all night, right? To meditate on scripture, right? How many of you have given up sleep just to read your Bible? Amen? Think about that. You know, Psalm 134 records worship at night. Psalm 134, it records worship at night. Please turn your Bible there. It says, behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night, underline that, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Do you see that? So in the Jewish mind, 6 p.m., right? Okay? You see that in the second chapter of the book of Lamentations, the people of Jerusalem are instructed to cry out in the night. Lamentations 2:19. Lamentations 2:19. It says, arise, cry out in the night at the beginning of the watches. That will be the night watches, okay? It says, pour out your heart. Okay, is that prayer? Okay, like water before the face of the Lord. It says, lift your hands toward him. Four. Do you see that? So why is all of this happening? Staying up at night, right? Pouring out your heart. What is it for? Four. Okay, the life of your young children who faint from hunger at the head of the street. Do you see that? So this is an admonition for the land to pray. Okay, it's an admonition to pray for the land. You see that our Lord Jesus Christ also often had all nights. You know, our Savior, amen? The one who died, who rose, amen, and is now glorified. He also had vigils. Look at Luke 6 verse 12. Luke 6 verse 12. It says, now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray. So do you see he left civilization? Do you see that? He went to a secluded area. Do you see that? Okay. And continued all night in prayer to God. Do you see that? He continued all night in prayer to God. So that would be what? 6 p.m. to what? 6 a.m. Okay. And when it was day, okay, so that means he prayed to the next day, right? He called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12 whom he named apostles. So do you see that Jesus only chose his 12 disciples after praying? Do you see that? He prayed first, right? And then he chose his disciples. Do you see that? Do you see that? Okay, so there was something supernatural to his choice. Amen. He first prayed and then he chose. You see, Matthew 14 records similarly. Matthew 14:23. It says, and when he had sent the multitudes away. So do you see Jesus was fond of living where people are? Do you get it? Okay, if he was fond of him, because you know the crowds thronged him, so he would send them away. Okay, he went up on the mountain by himself. Okay, a Christian must always have this by himself. Do you get it? Not, it's not every time you are at a party. Okay, a Christian must not be a socialite. Every time you are at a party, everybody's, I'm there. Say, ah, do you hear about, there are some funny names they used to give them. Unwind. I'm getting old. I can't remember. there's some recent ones. Ah, wait, I'll remember one. See, Mama Calls. Amen. You spend all night. See, Mama Calls. Yes. Okay. There's still another one. Ah, Insomnia. Ha. I used to see it. Amen. You see, I'm not getting old. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I'm a young man. Hallelujah. You know, jati. You go to a party, you spend, this one cannot pray. You call him for all night. It's almost like Sheol is calling him. Say, hey. You see some people doing all night. It's not the power of God, though. It's not the power of God. You think it's the power of God? It's the power of sleep. Drawing them closer and closer. But Olodo, you will go for insomnia. See, Mama calls, right? 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Okay, you are not serious with your Christian life. You see, Jesus, okay, he was fond of leaving the multitudes, right? Okay, he went out on the mountain by himself to pray, right? Okay, and then evening came, he was alone there. Do you see that? Okay, you see that Mark's account also details him rising up a long while before daylight to pray. A long while before daylight to pray. Look at Mark 1:35. It says, now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, this is your Lord, O. Amen. Amen. I have decided to follow Jesus. Amen. This is your Lord, right? Having risen a long while before daylight. So he gave up sleep. Amen. Say, I should give up sleep for spiritual matters. Okay, he went out and departed to a solitary place and there he prayed. Do you see that? Okay, so we see three main points of an all-nighter here. Three main points. You can list here. Number one, an all-nighter or a vigil is to abandon sleep for the things of God. To abandon sleep for spiritual matters, okay? Then number two, it is done in a special place. You know, someone doing a vigil in his room is putting himself inside trouble. You see your bed and your bed is calling unto thee. Okay, it is done in a special place. You live where people are. Okay? And number three, there is spiritual activity ongoing. Alright? There is spiritual activity ongoing. So it's not enough that you just give up sleep. You give up sleep to do something. Do you get it? You give up sleep for a spiritual activity. You see, Acts 20, it records a teaching meeting that spanned into midnight. We're here earlier on. A teaching meeting that spanned into midnight. Acts 20 verse 7. It says, now on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to eat bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight. Underline that. Do you see that? He continued his message until midnight. So you see that there's such a thing as preaching into the night. Amen. You see, there's biblical foundation for that. Okay, we can teach into midnight. Amen. You know, the things that were written in the scriptures were written for our learning. Look at Romans 15 verse 4. It says, for whatever things were written before, were written for our learning. Do you see that? That we through the patience and the comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Okay? So we can learn from the practices that we find in the scriptures. Do you see that? So when I read the scriptures, I'm not just reading mere history. Amen. I'm reading God's word, which is supposed to influence my conduct. Do you get it? So when I read the Bible and I see people praying, that is God teaching me that I also need to pray. Do you get it? When I read my Bible, I see people studying God's word, that's God teaching me that I also need to study God's word. Okay? And also, all night is inclusive. When I read my Bible, I see people sacrificing sleep to old vigils. That is God teaching me that I also must do the same. Okay? So we must then begin to see the things of God as so important that they mandate we stay off sleep to focus on them, just like those in the Bible did. Do you see that? Do you see that now? Okay? Therefore, we can wait on the Lord all through the night. Okay? We can wait on the Lord all through the night. Not because God only answers in the night. You know, there's an extreme that says that God only answers people in the night. Aha! In the night, angels are moving. Okay? Demons are also fighting. So when you pray in the night, that's when God answers. That is not true. Okay? Why do you stay off sleep to pray? For your own spiritual growth and discipline. Not because God simply only answers prayers in the night. Okay? And as we continually do so, we are training our minds to better appreciate the things of God. Hallelujah. Is that clear? Is that clear? Okay, so you see that there's foundation in God's word to hold vigils. Amen. Okay, God's word teaches you don't like sleep all the time. Amen. Say, I can sacrifice sleep for better things, for spiritual matters. Okay, the things of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, so let's begin to close now. Let me teach you how to prepare for a vigil, or how to prepare for an all-nighter. Amen. Now, like I said earlier on, that staying up all night is not the norm, right? Humans should sleep at night, right? If you're not sleeping at night, Nigerians will call you something. Amen. I won't tell you what it is, but they will call you something. But so waking up at night is not the norm. Okay, so if I'm going to stay up all night, there are certain things I must do to ensure I stay all through. Do you get it? That is the point of a video. You know, there's no point leaving, like I used to tell you during the videos, there's no point for me leaving my bed when people are sleeping and then come under the cold, right? For several hours, right? Or my body aching me if I won't pray. It doesn't make any sense. I'd rather just sleep at home. Do you get it? But if I'm there, I'm there. Okay, so there are certain things you can do to ensure you stay all through. That is the point of the video, that you stay all through from the 6 p.m. amen to the 6 a.m. You stay all through. So the first thing you must do now, these things will be natural things. Okay, you will do what any person would do to stay awake in the night. Okay, it's not that because it's VG there's some spiritual things, some spiritual. You will do what normal people would do to stay awake in the night. Now, number one, get enough sleep. Amen. Get enough sleep or rest before the vigil or the all-nighter. You know, you really can't cheat nature. Amen. So to not sleep at night, you should at least have slept, okay, during the day. You know, some people will be pressing phone. They know the vigil is by 6. They'll press phone till 5. Then they'll say, okay, let me just sleep for 1 hour. And then you come and sleep throughout the vigil. Sleep well. You know you're having a vigil before. Sleep well. Okay, ensure you get at least, you know, some good hours of sleep before the vigil, okay? So you are alert during the vigil. Then number two, you know, this is what works for me actually. I take coffee. Amen. Take coffee. Amen. Now I told you, you do what any normal human being would do to stay awake in the night. You take coffee. What does coffee do? It simply stimulates you. Amen. And ensures you stay awake for several hours. Okay. It will ensure you don't stay sleepy. And also, you know you are praying. You're not praying in a five-star hotel. I hope you know that. You know you are praying in the open. Amen. So you know what common sense will tell me to do? I wear a jacket, amen, or a sweater, right? Or some form of thick cloth, you know, long trousers, boots, amen, to prevent cold and insect bites. Amen. So that instead of you to be praying, you are not killing mosquito on your head. Amen. On your back. So wear protective clothes, okay, to ensure that you are not distracted by the environment in which you pray. Then another thing you can do, you know, you can use audio devices. Amen. You can use audio devices, you know, you can listen to gospel songs. I mean, that's allowed. Amen. Or sermons during all-nighters. You know, I usually recommend Hillsong. Amen. You know, if you are listening to Hillsong and you are sleeping, the devil has gotten you. Just understand. See, he has taken you like this. And he has taken you. If you are listening to Hillsong and you sleep, ha! No. You are not a Christian. Amen. So I recommend download everything. Get all their songs. Amen. Listen to it, you know, get an audio device, okay, be a earpiece, hair plugs, you know, whatever. Listen to it, okay, just to keep your mind alert. Do you get it? Just to keep your mind alert, you know, it helps as well, you know. And also, another thing, don't use all your energy in the first hours of the prayer. So people are very funny. During the first hour, hey, ha! He knows you are going 7 hours. Okay, he knows we are going 7 hours. The first hour. Hey! Yaka, yaka, yaka. Do you observe how I pray during the video? You see how I do calmly, because I want to end. Well, you. Hey! There is fire in my bones. I give you 3 hours, 4 hours. You will wear yourself out. Do you get it? You wear yourself out. Okay? So start gently. I wrote here, don't begin praying violently. It's in my note here, okay? Save all your strength, your energy, okay? You can. Now, I didn't say don't pray. Say, I'm saving my energy. You know, some people hear different things. Say, I'm not praying. I'm just standing up. Wait, I'm saving my energy for the next morning. Remember, I move. Okay? Walk gently. Gently. Pace around gently. Conserve your strength. Be counting it. You know, be counting your strength. Because I know I have to stay till the next morning. No, it's just wisdom, okay? Ensure you do everything that is required, okay, to stay through the all night. Because like I told you, the point is to stay through, right? That's the point. The point is to stay through. If we are praying for 7 hours, the point is that I prayed for the entire 7 hours without sleeping. Do you get it? That's the point. So if I've not done that, I've not done well. Okay? In fact, I think I forgot to add this here. Be careful, you know, your intake of water. This one came from the last video we had. It's inspired by the last video we had. I don't understand. Hey, you say you are taking vigil. You are doing vigil. Somebody is taking vigil. He drinks 10 pure in 1 hour. He drinks 10 pure water in 1 hour. And then he has to go and pee. They say, what's the velotto? You go and pee. Then all of a sudden, you don't know see them again. Say, where did you go? They say, a lot of pastor. You now say, as they are urinating, they are sleeping. That's what I told you, it's a grace. Okay? So please, the next video we are having, limit your water intake. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Limit your water intake, okay? So that you don't have to keep going around. You know, you can stay in one spot throughout the prayers. Amen. You don't have to keep going around. You know, don't give the devil a foothold. When the devil sees you going, he says, ha, 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 glory! Amen? Say, I've caught him. Okay, so don't give the devil a foothold to make you sleep. Amen? Okay, I think I've said this already. You can stand up and pace around. Amen? You know, pace around the Lord. It really helps. You know, don't stand in one spot or sit down. Well, in our videos, we don't let you sit down anyways. Amen? That's what people try to be tricky. Say, Pastor, let me kneel down. You don't know, I know this time. You don't know. Because I too was also like that once. So I know, Pastor, let me knew that. He said, you know, you might, Pastor, when he said, Pastor, when you taught us what happens when we pray, he said, different postures. Let me Laisha Lekewu. Let me you now pray. He said, let me bow my head. When it's not Lekewu you are in. So let me bow down. Bow down, call. I said, stand up, immediately. Right? That's what I said, stand up, immediately. Amen. Okay. How did I get here? Okay, not loud. Okay, stand up, okay? Don't pace around. Don't stand in one spot, okay? It really helps. As you move around, it makes you less sleepy. Amen. And also, remember that simply because you feel tired doesn't mean you stop. You know, there's such a thing as perseverance. Amen. Right? Perseverance to the things of God. So simply because you feel tired, that's the worst thing you can do. Because I feel tired, I stop. That's the worst thing you can do. You know what you should do? Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it till you get better. Do you get it? Okay, that's the point. You know, so don't stop simply because you feel tired or you feel sleepy. Keep at it, okay? You are building your inner fortitude. Amen. To be able to withstand other similar videos. Hallelujah. And then lastly, come with the right heart. Okay? Come to the video with the right heart. You know, the truth is you can drink 10 gallons of coffee. Amen. You can sleep for 90 hours before coming. You can even pace around. In fact, you can fly around. But you will still sleep if you want to sleep. Amen. The issue is with the state of the mind. I made a resolution years ago to myself. I said, I will never sleep in a video. I made a resolution to myself. I said, no matter how tired I am, I'd rather die. I will never sleep in a video. I made a resolution to myself. I remember the first video we went for. Let's see your pastor. The grace of the Lord was upon me to sleep. Amen. But over time, you learn. And the thing I observe with it is the right heart. Okay, it's the right heart that makes you not to sleep. That's what will determine if you stay through all through. So, you know, come with the right mentality. Come with this mentality that I won't sleep throughout this video. Okay, come with that mentality. I won't sleep throughout this video. You know what that will mean? That will mean that you don't come to video with a bed. Amen. You see, on chapel ground there. You see all sorts. Somebody is going to VG. He's carrying bed. He took his bed with pillow and cover clothes. So I was wondering, when you were coming from home, did they ask you where you were going to? You say, Virginia, I love, and you're carrying your bed. I love Virginia, I'm a mama. Why did you tell them you were going to from the house? People, you know, if you have Muslims that, this guy is not serious. This guy is not serious. He's carrying bed for video. Then after that, you now say they will not lie. They say that's prayer. No. Okay? Come with the right mentality, okay? I'm not leaving my house to come to a video to sleep. Amen? I'm coming to wait on the Lord. Amen? And get better in the things of God. Hallelujah. Okay, so I just said this to be an admonition for you, okay? Please, take our videos seriously. Now, I told you that it's going to be a weekly thing now. Amen? Okay, so please take them seriously, okay? The Lord is really doing a lot through those videos. A lot of people are getting better in the faith, okay? And more and more and more people will get better in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so do everything that is required, okay? Remember, you will do everything both natural and spiritual, right? To ensure you don't sleep. Amen. Where it comes to you need the power of God. You know, where your legs are aching, you know you can use the power of God on those legs. Amen. Amen. Right? Okay. So you can use everything, both natural and physical, to ensure you stay all through the video. Hallelujah. Did you learn? All right. So lift your hands, give him praise. Thank you.